It is important to realize that this story is not addressed to audiences that regarded Jews as somebody other than themselves. The fact that this is described as the Passover of the Jews and of Jesus speaking to the Jews and the Jews to him is often heard by Christian audiences as meaning that John is describing the Jews as somebody other than his audience. But that is not the case. This is a normal way of address in Jewish storytelling. There are many instances in which there are stories about the Jews told by Jewish storytellers. And in this instance, the probability that is indicated by an analysis of the whole gospel is that the audience is addressed throughout the gospel as Jews. And so for Christians to hear this story appropriately, it's important for them to realize that they need to identify themselves as Jews, who are addressed then by Jesus as Jews. This is further indicated by the character of the story and what happens. That is, the Jews do not respond to Jesus' cleansing of the temple with shock or with opposition. Rather, what comes after this story is that many Jews believed in him because of his prophetic action. So this action is the action of a prophet, of one who believes in God and is willing to express his opposition to things that defile the things of God. In this instance, what has happened is that the priests have allowed the temple to become a primary marketplace where things are bought and sold. There were those in the first century who argued that this was necessary. The temple was an international center. People came from all over the world. They couldn't bring cattle or doves or sheep across the travel routes of the ancient world. They had to buy them in Jerusalem. And there were also many currencies. So the temple was an international currency center. It was required, in order to make any economic sense, that the money be changed into the money that was used in the temple. And so there were money changers who did that business. But what Jesus would have argued is, all of that can happen, but it doesn't happen inside the temple. It should happen outside the temple. So this is a conflict story in which Jesus opposes the decision of the priests to allow this to happen. It's a conflict, of which there are many in the tradition of Israel, between the prophets and the priests. Now, the radicality of this action is then Jesus' prophetic protest, his action of resisting and prophesying against this activity by his own action. Now, it's important also to realize that this is nonviolent. Nobody got hurt. It's essentially a nonviolent demonstration. He overturns the tables of the money changers. He drives them out of the temple. But of course, they just came right back. And so Jesus doesn't attack anyone. No one is hurt. It is rather a demonstration. A demonstration by a priest of a sign of speaking against this practice. Now, the character of Jesus' words is then their anger, but it's also addressed to specific people, to those who were selling the doves. Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. So it is not a big prophetic denunciation. It is rather addressed to those who are doing this abuse of the sanctity of the temple. The response of the Jews is, what sign can you show us for doing this? That is, what justification do you have? What sign can you give us that shows that this is a legitimate prophetic demonstration? And Jesus' answer is that if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. Now, they do not understand that he is talking about his body. And so this is another form of passion prophecy. It's a prophecy of his death. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will be raised. But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. And so after he was raised, his disciples remembered what he had said, and they believed him, because it was a prophecy of what was ahead. The tone of Jesus' anger, then, is fully appropriate in relation to his prophesying against this practice, but then also being willing to take the consequences, that is, that he would be killed. So this story is a story of prophecy, the prophecy of his passion, death, and resurrection, and it is a sign of Jesus' authority as the Son of Man, as the Messiah.